From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations says it is ready to go ahead with airdrops of food, medicine, and other assistance to certain areas in Syria. The World Food Program says it is seeking Syria's approval for flights that would deliver supplies to 19 besieged areas. Either helicopters or planes would be used for the airdrops, although land access would be feasible in some areas if Syria approves. In Brussels, UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said the airdrops would be used if there is no other way to get aid to those who need it.
If the government, which is actually stopping in 14 locations, or Daesh, which is stopping in one location, or the opposition in two other locations, does not allow aid, the option of airdrops or airlifts needs to be pursued.
Meanwhile, in New York, Syria's UN ambassador Bashar Jafari dismissed claims by some Security Council members that the Syrian government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The plan to deliver aid under UN auspices was put in motion by the International Syria Support Group, made up of mostly regional and world powers, including the United States and Russia. Four bodies have been found and 342 migrants rescued from a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sea near Crete early Friday. Several others are thought to be missing from the boat, which was found in international waters about 140 kilometers south of Crete. In a separate incident, more than 100 bodies have been discovered on the beaches in Libya after a vessel sank there. An estimated 880 migrants and refugees have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. This